Hi there and welcome along to another workout for you to row along to. If you're doing the Zero to Hero series, this is the second last row. This is row 35 and it's also the last of the fast stuff. And as such, we're going out with a bang. We're doing the 3x Tabata again. Now, hopefully you remember it when it happened last time, but if you don't, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do 20 seconds at absolute max pace, so high stroke rate, high power, really giving it everything. Then 10 seconds rest, and then 20 seconds hard, and you're going to keep on doing that until you've done 8 rounds of those 20 seconds hard. Then we're going to take a total of 2 minutes rest. So you'll see the counter just says 1 minute 50. Don't worry about it, it's still 2 minutes rest. And then we're going to do it again, and then we're going to take rest, and then we're going to do it again, and then we're all done. But the point of this workout is that you have to hit absolute max to get the benefits out of it. And as such, if you are unsure as to whether your body is able to work at near max heart rate, then please don't do this workout. Check with your physician or whoever to make sure that you're fine to do it. This is a tough one, okay? I very rarely do a warning, but this Tabata one is when I really do say, be careful, all right? We're going to do a 10-minute warm-up today in order to make sure that we're absolutely hitting the ground running for our main workout. So I will guide you through this one, just about increasing rate and pace as we go through it. Just follow me and hopefully all will be fine. You'll be warmed up enough. Otherwise, pause the video, make sure you're warm, and then kind of continue from that point. Before we can get into that 10-minute warm-up, however, we need to set up our machines. And on an Averon, that means setting your resistance to wherever you would normally set it for a good, tough row. On a Concept 2, if you're using the Averon app, I want you to set your drag factor, much the same actually, wherever you would set it for a good tough row. Most people in the Concept 2 will row in the same drag factor, around about 130 possibly, with a lever setting of 5 on a clean machine. But you work out what's best for you. Next up, let's go to our foot straps, the foot stretcher height. And what you're looking for is to set your feet at a height where you're able to come into the front of the machine with your shins in a vertical position comfortably. If you're set too high, you can get a bit tough to get there. If you're set too low, you can get a bit easy to get there and you can go scooting past, your backside escapes from underneath you, you lose power, gets a bit uncomfortable and you go home crying. Well, maybe not, but you get what I mean. A good ballpark here is that you set the height so that when you put the strap tight, it covers the balls of your feet or the bottom lace of your shoe. Start there and adjust as necessary, okay? Remember, a rule doesn't matter. It's all down to can you get to the front comfortably with your shins in a vertical position. That's what matters, all right? Although I will talk a little bit about that during the warm-up. So we're going to get into that 10-minute warm-up now. Hopefully you are ready. We're going to start this at very low intensity, okay? So still run about 20 strokes a minute, but just pushing lightly with our feet, and then we'll increase our pace over the course of the 10 minutes. All right, so if you're ready, let's get going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. So I'm really just, I don't think you could even call it pushing into the foot plates here. I'm just pressing my feet in. And what I'm concentrating on is that as I start that press, as my heels plant into the foot plates, because that's important that you're pushing through the heels, then at the same time, my hands make the handle connect to the machine. What does connect mean? Well, when you're coming forwards, you don't feel anything from the machine. When you're going backwards with the handle, there's a certain point where you'll feel it bite into it and you feel the resistance of the machine. And that's the point. Push with your feet. At the same time, your hands bite into that resistance. I know I try and describe it in different ways each time, but you'll be surprised how many people get in touch saying, I don't understand what you mean with this connect feet to hands. I can't really think of another way to talk about it. Right. Push a tiny bit harder with your legs. You don't have to go too hard and fast yet. I just want you to increase your pace a little bit. You don't even need to be up at 5 out of 10 effort yet. But if you want to get there, then please do. What you're looking for is just to feel a bit more of a surge through your body as you push with your feet. And then you can start to concentrate on rocking your hips forwards. So you tilt your upper body over your hips as you slide towards the front of the machine, and then rocking back over your hips at the back of the stroke. Right. So after this stroke, I want you to aim for that 5 out of 10 intensity when you start to get out of breath, but not too out of breath. Your heart rate starts to increase, but not by too much. Hopefully, if you've done all of the rows up until this one, you'll kind of know where that intensity is, where it feels around about the same as though you were walking up a constant flight of stairs or up a steep hill, like climbing a Munro in Scotland. You really should come to Scotland one day. It's beautiful here. Just Google Scottish Highlands and you'll be like, ooh. Well, if you like hills, if you don't like hills, don't Google that. Right, two more strokes. We're gonna take it up to 22 strokes a minute. Now, don't worry about pace here. All I want you to do is push a little harder with your legs in order to get up to 22 strokes a minute, but still with full strokes. This entire warm-up, I want you to continue full compression into the front and a full leg drive to the back. Okay, and let's ease back to that 20 strokes a minute, 5 out of 10 intensity. And this is what we're going to do for most of the rest of this warm-up, is 30 seconds a little harder and then back down to 20 strokes a minute, 5 out of 10 effort. So, 2 strokes time, we're going up to 24 strokes a minute this time. You ready? So, push harder with your legs for a faster drive speed. Now you probably will notice that your pace has probably jumped up, I don't know, 6 or 7 seconds maybe. Don't worry if it's not, but it should be going faster than your 5 out of 10 effort, which we're now going back to. So this is nice, isn't it? This is civilized. A little rest in between the tougher 30 second efforts. Next one, you'll probably have guessed, we're going up to 26 strokes per minute. And you are aiming to go 3 or 4 seconds faster still. So after this one, here we go. So last time I was rowing at 150 pace. Oh, I've gone a bit too fast stroke rate wise. Hang on. Calm down, John, we're not there yet. That's better. And now I'm 148 pace. So just a couple of seconds faster. That's okay. Back to 5 out of 10 effort. Don't worry about my actual pace when I'm calling it out in any of my videos. I'm just telling you it so you know the differences between stroke rates. Okay? Doesn't matter, you're not trying to match my speed. You're trying to hit your pace. What's your difference between this pace and 28 strokes a minute, which is coming up after this stroke? You ready? Let's go. Now at this stage, you may, if you're not used to rowing at high rates, start to struggle if you're not thinking about getting the handle smoothly but quickly away from your body. Let's take 2 more. 1 more. Okay, back to 20s. 5 out of 10 effort. But your handle really does control stroke rate. Come in, nice and quick away, but with a nice smooth rhythm. Okay, don't jerk it away, just let it ease off. Okay, 2 more, and we're up to 30 strokes a minute next. Here we go. Now, what did I say? When I was at 26, I was rowing at 1:48 pace. Now that I'm at 30 strokes a minute, I'm rowing at 1:43 pace. Okay, two more. One more. Then I got down to 1:38 there. So the next one, we're going up to 32. And that's as high up as we'll go. So we're gonna do two sets of 32s. So 30 seconds rest, 30 seconds rest, if you get what I mean. After this stroke, here we go. So push with the legs in order to get a faster drive speed. And then as the handle touches your chest at sternum height, let it release away from you, creating the momentum to help you recover quicker. Two more, one more. Back to 5 out of 10. And then we'll finish with another 30 and 30 seconds easy. Slightly different warm up from the last time we did it. It's because I'm hoping your body will be primed for a good old fast session by doing this. Two more strokes. One more. You ready? Here we go, 32 strokes a minute again. Get those arms straight and keep them straight as you push your legs into the machine. You really should hear your machine accelerate. That whoosh should be nice and loud. Last one. And then let's paddle home. 20 strokes a minute, 5 out of 10 effort. Until our 10 minutes are all done. Like I say, you can continue to warm up if you wish while I briefly recap today's row. Otherwise, keep on moving up and down the rail. Make sure to have a quick drink as I, well, recap today's row. Okay then, I just realized my heater was on. Why on earth was the heater on? Turn that off before we get into this. So what we're gonna do today is 20 seconds fast at a high stroke rate, followed by 10 seconds rest. I'm gonna do that 8 times, and then we're gonna take an additional 1:50 rest to give you 2 minutes rest before we do it again. And then that's gonna happen again. So 3 times Tabata. Tabata, Tabata, Tabata is the title of this row. Okay, so it's a really simple one. You're just going fast, then you're not, then you are, then you're not. So really make sure and get that power into the machine. Do think about technique. I'll keep you right when it comes to the technique thing while we're going through this anyway. And make sure in those 2 minute rests that we get to have a quick drink, because you don't want dehydration to be the enemy of this row. Okay, are you ready? I hope so. We're gonna get going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So hopefully that warm up has got you ready for this, to be able to really hit it fast right from the start. I'm up at 36 strokes a minute and trying to stay fast. 2, 1, rest. That's the first one done, okay? That's all we're doing, just a few times. 3, 2, 1, go. Keep it going. Remember to keep your arms straight at the front as you push the power in. It's tempting to pull, but don't. 2, 1, rest. You can rock up and down a little bit if you wish. 3, 2, 1,
Interval 3. Find a good flow here. What you're looking for is a rhythm that you can just fall into each time. 1. Whew. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Interval 4. And then make sure that your breathing pattern works in harmony with your stroke. 3, 2, 1. It's not much of a rest, is it? 3, 2, 1. Go. Keep an eye on your pace, and you really are aiming to match it on all 8 intervals, or go faster. 2, 1. That was number 5, wasn't it? Let's hope so. 2, 1. Here we go. Number 6. I need to remember to call these out, because otherwise I'll forget. And we don't want to go through that again. Whew. 3, 2, 1. Whew. Take some breaths. 3, 2, 1. Number 7. 2 more to go, including this one. And then we get 2 minutes rest. Two, one. Try not to cheap out on the last stroke. If you finish on a stroke, take that stroke. 1, go. Last one of this first set. Stay strong. Can you go faster? I'm a couple of seconds faster. 3, 2, 1. Whoa. So she's about to say, or she's about to beep.
Recovery.
There you go. So that was the 10 seconds after the 20 seconds. And then you'll see the timer says 1:50. It's just the way, there's a little app called Tabata that I have playing on my iPad to keep me on track here, because when you're working hard, it's easy to miss things. So that's what's making the little beepy noises and things, is that app. And just the way it gets set up, I can't have the last of the sets have a zero rest with like 2 minutes. Everything has to be equal. And so in order to give it a 2 minute rest, it goes like 10 seconds plus 1:50. You get it, we're all grown ups here. Now I'm gonna talk posture in this one. If I'm gonna have a drink first, make sure and have a drink if you haven't already. I want you to make sure that if you're like this, sat back and slumped, to really think about sitting up on your sit bones. See the difference here between slumped back and then sitting up? My knees are in the same place, but now everything changes. I'm now suddenly powerful because I'm up on my sit bones, and I can now tilt forwards and backwards over those sit bones, adding in a backswing of power. Okay, so we have 15 seconds to go. If you want to do some light rowing in order to get the flywheel moving, please do. It's a good way to protect your back. Otherwise, we are going again in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. That slumped posture is often the difference of like 10 seconds in pace because of the weakness that it can introduce if you've got it rolled. 2, 1. And it's also something to look at when fatigue sets in, or if it sets in. 3, 2, 1, go. And remember to hook your fingers over the handle. Again, with these high rate, max intensity rows. 2, 1. It's easy to think you should be choking the life out the handle. 3, 2, 1, go. Whereas a loose grip with fingers hooked over the handle will let the power flow. 3, 2, 1. Is that number 3? I've lost count because I wasn't counting out. 3, 2, 1, go. I think it is. So I'm gonna hope that this is number 4. Ooh, keep pushing. 3, 2, 1. Keep pushing with your feet. 2, 1. Number 5. And keep your shoulders out of your ears. Nice and relaxed and loose. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I chickened out in that last stroke. 4, 3, 2, 1. Number 6. Yeah, if you can keep fingers hooked over the handle and loose shoulders, it's perfect for power. Stop. 2 more, I hope. 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. Whew. But the key is still to push your legs into the machine with a forward tilt and straight arms. 2, 1. Stop. Hopefully, one more. 3, 2, 1. Go. So one thing that this app is missing is a counter telling me how many reps I've done. 3, 2, 1. Let's hope. Because don't fancy doing another one right now. Recovery. Woo! I was trying to think, right, what do I do if I miscounted there? Because you may, if you go back to the last Tabata, you might notice, I think at the end of the second interval, quite a dodgy edit where I thought there was one more. And I started, and then she said, recovery. And I was like, no! And so it kind of goes in close. I breathe. And then I talk, and that's because I had to. Bursting the magic of television there. I'm not actually in a studio. Sorry. I'm not. This is all, I mean, well, I am in a studio, but I'm not in a big digital one. This is all green screen. You knew that. And if you didn't, then I'm obviously quite good with my green screen work. So, okay, 45 seconds to go. Make sure and have a drink. Now remember, this last set of I've done Tabata, we're now about to do Tabata, or Tabata, I think she calls it. This is your last chance to go fast in the Zero to Hero series. You have many opportunities to go fast after this, of course, but in the Zero to Hero series, this is the last, because the final row is going to be a nice low intensity one again. So in 10 seconds time, you get your last chance to go fast as we do our last Tabata. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So I really want you to think about everything you've learned about yourself through all these rows, how you know there's more in you than your brain allows. 2, 1. Okay? Your brain will tell you you're tired. You're not. 3, 2, 1. Go. You've got it in you. You just need to push through it. And importantly, you know what I'm going to say? Continue with a good technique. 2, 1, stop. Make sure and breathe. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number 3. Because if you can keep a consistent technique, even when fatigue sets in, you'll be capable of more than you realize. 2, 1, stop. Three, two, one. Here we go. Number 4. Keep pushing the machine away with your legs. It's not about getting to the back. It's about pushing the machine away. 1, stop. We're halfway there. It's Bon Jovi time for this final Tabata. 3, 2, 1. Number 5. Oh, I need to listen to myself and breathe. 3, 2, 1. Ah, I cheaped out on that last stroke again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 3 more to go, including this one. Keep that good posture. Hold your forwards, tilt as you push. 1, stop. 2 more to go. 3, 2, 1, go. Let the power surge from your legs and then add in your back and arms. Don't rob your power. 2, 1, stop. 1 more to go. Don't rob your power by swinging or pulling too early. 3, 2, 1, go. This is it. This is your last fast 20 of the Zero to Hero series. Finish strong. 3, 2, 1. Oh. I'll let her do her thing. Recovery. And then I will turn her off. Because otherwise...
Workout pause.
No, it's not. It's stopped. And let's do some light rowing. Don't worry. for the first 30 seconds here about technique. Just keep your body moving. Slide forwards and then press out with your feet. Make sure your arms are engaging. And then after this stroke, we can now think about just getting into the right technique, but still not pushing particularly hard. I'm 10 seconds slower than my 5 out of 10 effort pace, but I'm still at 20 strokes a minute. See how I can ease off the pace just by not pushing quite as hard. It means the drive speed is probably like 1.2 seconds instead of 1 second, and so the recovery has to be a little quicker, but that's okay because the recovery, when done right, should use very little energy. That's why I'm out in the straps here. There we go. Because it means I have to get the handle away, rock forwards, and then bend knees, rather than being lazy and sloppy because I'm tired after that row and tugging myself forwards with the foot straps. Strapless rowing is really worth trying, but like I keep saying, if you've never done it before, loosen the straps first. I don't want you falling off the back of the machine. Last one here for me. But you can, of course, continue to row to cool down. I'm gonna go and do some stretching and some yoga. Do remember I have a proper cool down and stretching video up here. I know really I should do it in the video, but like I said before, I wanna keep these on screen short so that you don't get scared when you see like 55 minutes and you go, but it's only meant to be 12 minutes of hard rowing. So that's why. So to hunt out the cool down that I have here, and do that one if you want to follow me for stretching, or do your own stretching, or go do something else, but just make sure and stretch at one point, okay? Have some fluid in you, preferably some kind of hydration fluid. I don't want to say to people, have one with salts in it, because some people react badly to salt, and I don't want to say that and then be responsible for it. But you know what you need in order to hydrate. So water is about thirst, but it's not really about hydration. It's like all the minerals and stuff are really what's hydration, but you know you, okay? And that's us done. Okay, so that was the last of the fast. Hey, there we go. That's our hashtag, isn't it? Last of the fast. If you want to post on your socials, I didn't even think about that. It's literally just, like, see how amazingly, I was going to say stupid, how amazing my brain is. That just came out of nowhere. Oh, I'm a creative genius, I tell you. I'm not. So that was the last, see, I almost got it wrong. The fast of the last. The last of the fast rows in the Zero to Hero series. Hopefully you have done all of these rows. If you've just stumbled upon this one and you're interested, then please just check out the rest. Like I say, this is row 35. So where have you been? It's been 34 before, and there's one more to go in this series, which will be a nice low intensity one just to sign off. Okay, so that's it. I'm done. Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed this one. I will see you in another video, whether it's the Zero to Hero series or another one that I have up here. Who knows? But I look forward to hearing from you as to how you enjoyed that one. All right. So until then, please take care of yourselves. Row well, be well. Bye-bye.